Kane saw it. In goes De Bruyne. Kevin De Bruyne! Gundogan! From the brink of despair, elation! The winners, and still the champions of the land, Manchester City.
Drama, drama, drama yesterday in the Premier League finish. It was Manchester City who took out the title fourth time in 5 years, the sixth all up in their Premier League career, and three goals in 5 minutes was enough to get it done, and drama it was. Guy Mowbray was there watching it all unfold, BBC's Match of the Day lead commentator, who joins us on The Breakfast Club this morning. G'day, Guy.
Morning, everybody. How are you?
We are very well. You sound a bit deflated, Guy.
You know what? I'm still a little bit croaky. The voice has not come back yet because there was a lot of screaming went on yesterday. It was that's the most mad 5.5 minutes I've ever experienced.
So what was the vibe like? Because we were watching it unfold early doors in the morning, and Aston Villa 2-0 up, and Liverpool fans would have been jumping out of their seats all across the world. And in 3 minutes, three goals in 5 minutes changes the whole course of the season.
Well, the bizarre thing was, Liverpool were never on top. This is the strange thing about it. They were never first in the league at any point, and I thought they would be. And there was a stage where if Liverpool got one goal, they won the league, and that would mean that City needed three goals. And City got their three goals before Liverpool got their next one. the whole thing was just crazy. Trying to keep tabs on it, you think it's a simple enough equation, and it turned out it wasn't all that simple in the end.
Oh, we're still with us? You still with us, Guy?
I'm there.
Oh, I got you.
Yeah.
Got you. We're back.
You got me.
Have
you got me? Sorry. They're an incredible team, Manchester City. We talk about money, and people always talk about money, but all the top teams across the whole of the continent, across the whole of Europe, they all have a lot of money. That we're talking fine margins. And what they've done is they've recruited the best in terms of how they play, the best in terms of their mentality. And the mentality aspect is the big deal yesterday. Because, 2-0 down, it's gone.
Yep.
And to come back like they did, you know what? That sport at its absolute best.
They've got a knack for making big things happen, having big moments on that last match day in the EPL of recent years, which is quite remarkable. They're able to do it again. So what is it then? What is a great team? What's the mentality of a great team? How come they're able to do this, knowing that everything is on the line and they're 20 minutes away from disaster?
I don't know. And the cynics will say it's money. That's the thing. But I'm with you. I'm trying to work it out because this is the levels of, like you say, it's all gone, and then they have the strength to come back and suddenly find themselves. I've got to say, the first half yesterday, they were really poor compared to how they usually are. And to come back like they did, that just shows that this is more than a financial thing. This is the mentality that they have. This is the ability to win when everything's against them. And, it was just a mad... I was there 10 years ago in 2012 when they won it in the 90s. Third minute and 20 seconds against QPR.
Yeah.
They needed two goals then. They needed three goals yesterday. And to get them as they did, whoops. Open mouth time. You just don't see that very often.
Often what happens when a team gets behind is that they panic. When they need a lot to happen really quickly, they panic and it all unravels. Their structures unravel and they can't get it done. There didn't seem to be, even though, as you said, there was only 20 minutes left, there didn't seem to necessarily be a lot of panic. They were well executed when they got those goals to get themselves back into the contest.
The key for that point is the second goal, the equalising goal. If you look at Rodri's finish for that second goal, goodness me, that is, if you want a definition of cool, get John Travolta in Greece, cool is Rodri passing the ball into the goal from 25 yards. That was unbelievable. That to me is the best finish I've seen in many a year. He's pulled back to him, he's on the edge of the box, he didn't hit it, he didn't just blast it, he passed it He picked his spot, and he found his spot. That he's been exceptional, by the way. Rodri and Gundogan. Funny enough, yesterday is one of those stories where, you know, we know about Mahrez, we know about Sterling, we know about Phil Foden, who's come to the fore, and De Bruyne and Grealish. These are the big names. These are the showy players. Yesterday, Rodri, Ilkay Gundogan. Two players who possibly go a little bit under the radar when maybe they shouldn't. But it was a day for, as you've just rightly said, a day for cool heads yesterday. And they were the coolest of all.
Yeah, and it was an amazing day. And we were talking about this yesterday. It wasn't just about the top. It was obviously Liverpool and Man City going for the title. It was Tottenham and Arsenal going for the top four. And then down the bottom, it was a question of whether Burnley would go down or could Leeds hold on. There were so many storylines, and this great day, the way they have it, that everyone plays at the same time on the final day.
Yeah, it's a shame it doesn't happen every week, isn't it? That but such is the way, the commercial way, and the different fixture times and what have you. But I don't think it's ever happened before where there have been issues with the title, the Champions League qualification, and relegation all on the final day. I wonder if there's another league in the world where that happens, where there's so much going on it. It's why the Premier League is box office. It's why the Premier League is worldwide, to be honest. It seems to happen, things like that, not to that extreme, but there's always something. After 38 games and 10 months, there is something to be decided significant on the final day. And I would put it up there. I mean, 2012 is always hailed as the greatest finish to a Premier League season, where City got two goals in injury time to pip United. I reckon when we digest it in years to come, I wonder if yesterday was better because of the fact that they did need three goals. Three goals!
Yeah.
what was the noise like in the stadium? Because watching it on television, you could actually see the camera shaking. So just explain to us what that feeling is like, the noise when that third goal went through.
I've got to say, the noise yesterday at City was bizarre. It was on and off. It was full on and then full off all day long. And City sometimes get a little bit of stick for the it's not like Anfield, it's not like Liverpool, where the noise is constantly, the chanting and the singing is constant. City are a little bit different, and I think the reason for that is they don't have the tourists. They don't have that. I also think they're that good that they have people sitting back and waiting to be entertained rather than roaring their team on. So it's a bit of a strange relationship with it there at City. But yesterday, when that first goal went in, it suddenly switched on when the team needed it most. And I have to say, the second and third goal, this is probably a good thing for the people of the UK, but you couldn't hear my commentary. There was somebody behind me screaming and off the decibel scale. I still don't quite know what I said, if I'm totally honest. I think it made sense. I think it was okay. But you could hear the screams. You could hear the elation. And what is it about sport in general that does this to people, rational people? what is it about it that just turns people into people who are not every day? You can have any drama, any film, any movie, any box office movie anywhere in the world, and you cannot recreate properly excitable drama like sport does.
We couldn't agree more. It's pretty well said. We don't know what the answer is to the question, what is it about sport? But it's certainly nice to be involved in it when it happens, and you were there for a pretty special moment yesterday. What about the ground invasion afterwards? Is that normal for the end of a season, or is that a bit of a one-off?
Again, it's a mixed message. It's entirely normal for the end of the season. Most clubs up and down the leagues, the fans will spill on the final home game of the season. No matter if you're mid-table, you're bottom of the table, you're top of the table, this always happens. It's a little bit of a worrying trend at the moment that there seems to be a sinister edge. I wish it wouldn't happen, but there seems to be this edge to it where you seem to have to revel in the opponent's misery more than your own glory. And we've had a worrying trend of opposing players being attacked, being slapped, whatever it is, and that's got to stop. That's got to stop. Run on the pitch, celebrate your team by all means, but for goodness sake, shake the opponent's hands. The word is sport. It's sport. if you understand sport and you understand what it means, you know what you should do at the end of the game. You know what you should do. And this is a little bit of a worrying trend at the moment. Mm. We don't mind the flares. We don't mind the smoke bombs. You know, they add colour. They add everything. We like the ultra mentality. We like all that. But if you're going to go on the pitch, by the way, you shouldn't. But I understand why you might feel the urge. If you're going to do it, leave the opposition alone and shake the hand and thank them for play. For goodness sake. This is standard behaviour, isn't it?
Well, yes, yes. The standard of behaviour might be dropping, though. That's probably the problem. Go across the planet, not just in sport, full stop. What about the teams coming up? Who are we looking forward to seeing next season in the Premier League?
Well, we're still waiting for that final spot, aren't we? Nottingham Forest or Huddersfield. I think the popular vote in this country is for Nottingham Forest because of their history, because of they've won the two European Cups. They are a big deal, and they've been too long out of the top flight. So the general feeling is most people seem to want Nottingham Forest back up there. I live in Yorkshire. I'm not far away from Huddersfield. So I can't really go full beam for that. Let the best team win. Let's see. I can get home for tea when I go to Huddersfield, so that's a big factor for me. so you've got to take these things into account. the playoff final is big though, and Forest coming back would be a really big deal. Actually, it would be a really big deal. The whole Brian Clough thing would be revisited, and he was the greatest ever. So that wouldn't be a bad thing.
Well, there's plenty to talk about in the off season as always. It was great drama yesterday. Great to be able to chat to you about the moments that matter in the end of the Premier League season, Guy. Good luck to you. I know there's some cricket on the agenda for you at some stage for Bishop Thorpe. We wish you the best of luck.
Yeah, you know, I got a few runs the other week, but I think that was it was hit and miss.
As is often the case and when we play local cricket. Good luck to you. Go well.
Cheers, guys.
Guy Mowbray.